It's not, it's just, was it above the fairgrounds or below the fairgrounds?
No, we didn't live it quite that far. We,
You know Lindbergh West down there?
Mm-hmm.
He was a preacher down there. I thought I might feel down and talk with him.
No, I don't know.
Y'all didn't live quite that far then?
No.
What was the place?
We stayed on farm mostly. You know, it was just, that was man name. And you know, just named after him.
Okay. And y'all didn't get to town much. When was the first time you remember coming to town when you were young?
After we moved to town. After we moved in 1960.
Really?
And I remember we went to town about our first, you know, we bought our own shoes and stuff with the money we had earned. I remember that. And we used to live north of here. We moved then over there. But you very seldom went to town or anything. But gosh, if you need something, usually, you know, your mother brought it back or something.
Well, some of the games you might play when you were a kid. Were there a lot of kids in the neighborhood your age?
Yeah.
I mean, around the
mostly. Club? Played baseball with a doll here.
With a doll here?
Yeah. Made a good ball. And you can make a rag ball. You never made that one of those? Play ball with, you know, get you a long stick, a smooth broom handle or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And get out there, make your own base. Play baseball with dog head.
Okay.
Beat all the hair off the dog head. Until it got bald. And played football.
Yeah.
And jump rope.
Yeah. Was there a game y'all would play late at night with each other?
Yeah, hide and seek.
Okay. Tell me about that now.
Well, all the kids, you know, that when we moved, stayed around, came over and played hide and seek. And on the end count, here I come. If you're not ready, I'm gonna knock your head off. And you're the last one to get to the base after count.
Okay.
And we played marbles. And
okay, there one person was in the hide and seek. One person was
right.
He was it. Right.
Right. And mind everybody go hide, you know. And then you know, you would come out better if you hide close to the base. Because it's getting late in the evening, and you couldn't see too good, you get close to the base, you got a better chance of not being hit.
Yeah. Okay. They would run after you, and you would...
Right, you have to beat them back to the base. And you had the base in an open spot, you know, so both of them have a better chance of getting. And usually if he's getting close to you, somebody holler, you're getting warm, buttermilk, getting warm, you know, letting you know he's come.
Yeah.
Give you a chance, you know, try to outrun him or get out the way some so he can't see you.
Yeah.
And then they holler, stay low, buttermilk, stay low, you know, meaning he's not close to you and that you can just rest assured that he won't catch you.
Yeah.
And if he's right up on you and it can't see you, you know, they holler out, I'm getting close, buttermilk, I'm getting real close, you know. And
yeah,
that means you do something, don't sneeze or something.
Okay. When you wanted to scare friends, you know, you would get down, say there was a tree or bush somewhere, you would...
And get down behind it and wait till they get, wait till you see they put that first foot in front, then you just fall out. You know.
Say what?
Here I am.
Mm-hmm.
If you holler, here I am, you know, most everybody, you know, don't be expecting you to come out behind them.
Uh-huh.
Or you just said, stick them up and drop your britches. That was the most lame. Saying, all right, now drop your britches, you know. Everybody will holler, you know. You never know who it was.
Uh-huh.
Best to play those games late in the evening.
Yeah.